You are listening to Radio Free Nashville, WRFN, Pasquo, Tennessee.
Cosmosis.
Oh,
Hey, this is Shay from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, home of the Packers. You're listening to Cosmosis on Radio Free Nashville.
Very important song in the Jamaican music style known as Rock Steady, Alton Ellis from 1966 on the Island record label, Girl, I've Got a Date. That track featuring Alton on vocals, Gladstone Anderson on piano, Paul Douglas on drums, Hux Brown and Lynn Tate on guitar, and Jackie Jackson on bass. Girl, I've Got a Date, Alton Ellis. Before that, a song that was a top 30 hit on the R&B charts in America in 1969. The group consisting of two females and a male, C and the Shells, You Are the Circus. That was written and produced by Jerry Williams Jr., also known as Swamp Dog. Before that, so kicking things off today, Irma Franklin with a song written by Burt Burns and Jerry Ragavoy and remade subsequently by Janis Joplin, also Faith Hill. That song, the original version, hit number 62 on the pop charts. It was a top 20 R&B hit in the fall of 1967, also nominated for a Grammy. Yeah, Irma Franklin, Piece of My Heart. That's Aretha Franklin's older sister, by the way. I don't think I knew that. And that is from, those two, See in the Shells, You Are the Circus, and Irma Franklin, Peace of My Heart, from a great box set I have called Beg, Scream, and Shout, the big old box of 60s soul. And it has the CDs kind of in turntable fashion or a 45 fashion, and also has trading cards for each of the artists, like little baseball cards and a booklet with some information. But the trading card's pretty cool in that. Beg, Scream, and Shout. Big old box of 60s soul. You heard See in the Shells, You Are the Circus. Irma Franklin, Peace of My Heart. Both of those from that box set. This is Cosmosis here on Radio Free Nashville. Right now, music from Blind Faith.
Yeah. Been putting down, checking up on my baby, find out what she been putting down. So many nights and days since I've been living in this town. I had me a little job playing down the way. Yes, I had me a little job and I was playing down the way. Well, you know I wasn't feeling too good, but I wanna hear something my baby say. Well, you know I didn't even call, I didn't even write. No, I didn't send a telegram. No, I didn't even call, I didn't even write, and I didn't send a telegram. Yes, you know my baby. She didn't know just where I was. I'm checking up on my baby. Fine, I was going down. Checking up on my baby to find out what's going on now. So many nights and days since I left her in a town. Now, listen here.
Self-titled album released on the Columbia record label in 1967, a Sonny Boy Williamson track called Checking Up on My Baby. That was Taj Mahal. That album, a great album, including some really great fretwork from Ry Cooter and Jesse Ed Davis. Checking Up on My Baby, Taj Mahal here on Cosmosis. Before that, the late great John Mayall with the Blues Breakers from their third album. The title track from that third album, released in 1967, called A Hard Road, and Peter Green, John McVie, and Ainsley Dunbar joining John Mayall on that particular record. And before that, a supergroup featuring, probably not even arguably the most famous musician that John Mayall had in his Blues Breakers group. That'd be Eric Clapton. Blind Faith, that consisting of Eric Clapton, Steve Winwood, Rick Grech, and Ginger Baker, and they only released one record and did one tour in 1969, and that was it for those guys. Had to cry today. Blind Faith and their self-titled debut and only record. This is Cosmosis. Be sure to check out the website for the station, radiofreenashville.org. Find the complete schedule there. Lots of ways to help us out, to donate, and you can maybe even get your own radio show here on Radio Free Nashville. And the website for the show, radiocosmosis.com. We have an audio archive there, and you can check out past shows. All our playlists are there as well. Now, we are also on Facebook, Radio Cosmosis, and you can find our shows there as well, playlists there as well. My name is Billy Lurkin, and if you want to get in touch with me, you can find me on Facebook, or you can email me at dj@radiocosmosis.com. I post the playlists on my personal Facebook page as well. Now, I'm one of a couple of DJs that do this show. DJ Matt does it on the first and third Fridays of each month. I'm the second and fourth Fridays, and when we have a fifth Friday, we have a special guest DJ coming in and doing that person's thing. So second and fourth Fridays for me, DJ Matt. First and third Fridays for Cosmosis here on Radio Free Nashville. Been going since 2005, and don't think we're going to let up anytime soon. Keep us on the air as long as they will let us. Every song that I played so far has been from the 1960s. I just realized that. So we're going to step back a year. Little Walter from 1959 here on Cosmosis on Radio Free Nashville.
I'm blue and lonesome as a man can be. I'm blue and lonesome as a man can be. I don't have headaches over myself. My love is gone away from me. Baby, please come on back home to me.
I tell you, I'm gonna mow you down. So leave me alone. So leave her alone. I said, man, don't you know? Leave my wife alone. I said, look at you, babe. What have you done done? Got my love and got me on a bomb. Baby, leave him alone. Baby, leave him alone. I done told you once and ain't gonna tell you no more.
yeah, baby, what you done done. Got my loving, got me on a bum. I done told you, baby. Done told you, baby. I done told you, baby, leave that man alone. I said, baby, now, baby, leave that man alone.
Listen, this is Cosmosis.
Baby, darling, you know this weather is bound to change. Yeah, you know it's winter time now, baby. Darling, you know this weather is bound to change. Yes, if you ain't got your heart closed on, you know it's a crying doggone shame. Yeah, you know I was standing on a corner, just as cold as I could be. I thought if it can stop, man, it'd come raining down on me. You know it's winter time now, baby. Whoa, Lord, this world's bound to change. Yes, if you ain't got your heart closed on, boy, you know it don't mean a doggone thing. Yeah, you know the weather's kind of like a woman. You can't tell what she's gonna do. Man, she'll cloud up in rain when you ain't expecting us. You know it's kind of like a woman. You can't never tell what it's gonna do. Yeah, you know she'll cloud up and she'll rain, man, when you ain't expecting her to. Goodbye, goodbye, weather. Believe I'll go back and change my clothes. Bye-bye, weather. Believe I'll go back and change my clothes. Yes, I don't have no pneumonia by running around talking about Sam Haddock's food.
Recorded in February of 1948 at Commercial Studios in Houston, Texas, Lightnin' Hopkins, Unpredictable Woman, that from the Complete Aladdin Recordings. And now, I grew up, I didn't really listen to the blues growing up. I mean, I heard, you know, your typical crossover blues artists like Eric Clapton and stuff like that, but I didn't really listen to any blues until I moved to Nashville in the mid-1990s, and my roommates, who moved down there with me from Minnesota, they had a couple of friends down there, Nigel and Renee. And Nigel was from England and had a pretty huge blues CD collection back then, and I was designated to take care of or come in and look after Nigel and Renee's dogs when they went on a trip. And he said, "Here's the deal, you know, you can bring blank cassettes over," because that's what you did back in the day. If you didn't have money to buy stuff, you recorded it, kind of like downloading now, but a lot more tedious and a lot more time consuming. He said, "Bring tapes over, and you can record all the CDs you want to, borrow whatever you want to, and bring them back." So I kind of got my blues education from Nigel's blues collection and got really into the blues. And I think this Lightnin' Hopkins set was the second CD collection I ever got of the blues. I think I had a B.B. King box set, and that's about it. But I bought it at Phonolux in Nashville. I'll never forget about that. My friend Shane and I went, we'd go CD and used book shopping every Saturday afternoon. And I went to Phonolux, and I was like, I'm going to get some blues. So I Lightnin' Hopkins Complete Aladdin Recordings, and I'm like, this looks cool. So I picked it up, and boy, I was not disappointed. Dove a little deeper into Lightnin' Hopkins after that and everybody else. But so I can thank Nigel in Nashville for getting me started in my blues journey. Lightnin' Hopkins there, Unpredictable Woman from the Complete Aladdin Recordings. Before that, you heard John Lee Hooker and the song called Leave My Wife Alone, recorded in 1951. Released in 1959 on the Chess record label's House of the Blues album. Now, John was born in Mississippi and ended up leaving for Memphis for a couple years and made his way even farther north to Cincinnati and Detroit before eventually ending up in Chicago for a while. And John didn't like contracts, so he signed a record deal, and he wanted to record for who he wanted to record for. So he would record under all kinds of different names to avoid getting. Because if you don't know, when you sign a record deal, you are not supposed to appear on anybody else's labels, either as a featured artist or as a backup, unless you have any kind of special stipulation. And back then, they didn't have those. So John Lee was bound to, I don't remember what label it was, but he was bound to the label he signed for. He's like, screw this, I want to record when I want, with whom I want. So he went under a lot of different aliases, including Johnny Lee, John Lee, John Lee Cooker, Texas Slim, Delta John, Birmingham Sam, Johnny Williams, and the Boogeyman. All of those names for John Lee Hooker when he wanted to record for different labels. And yeah, interesting stuff. The late, great John Lee Hooker, Leave My Wife Alone. Before that, Little Walter on the Checker record label. That was a subsidiary of Chess. It was a single released in 1959, Blue and Lonesome. And if you ever saw that Keith Richards biopic, that was the very first song on that movie. It was the song that puts on the turntable and just kind of chills you to the bone a little bit. Little Walter. Joining Little Walter, Willie Dixon on bass. He also had George Hunter on drums, Luther Tucker and Freddie Robinson on guitars, and of course Little Walter on harmonic and vocals. Blue and Lonesome here on Cosmosis on Radio Free Nashville. Right now, Dylan, live in Italy, 2000. Stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again here on Cosmosis on Radio Free Nashville.
Thinking that it will be you. sitting in his chair. And he kissed me and I said, hey. You see, you're not even looking at my heart. You're just like me. I hope you're satisfied.
Oh, they're over there.
I'm gonna get this. To this fucking time of year, and it is the blues
like a train going round a bend. I call that loving up a storm. I said that's loving up a storm. Well, it's good for you, honey. It won't do you no harm.
When I begin to with it, darling,
all I can hear is a sigh. Something touches you deep in your heart like it's lightning from the sky. I call that loving up a storm. A bit of a storm that is good for you, baby. It won't do you no harm. Oh!
racing, darling. I get wild as a hurricane. And when we kiss, get on the fire. Ice water's running through my veins. I call that loving up a storm. Oh, loving up a storm. And it's good for you, baby. It won't do you no harm. That is good for you, baby. It won't do you no harm. It's good for you, baby. It won't do you no harm.
Church, then the altar, where we claimed each other with tears of joy we cried. Our friends wished us luck there forever as we walked from the church side by side. Make his decision, and no longer were we man and
single released in 1955 on the Coral Record label, recorded in Bradley Studios in Nashville. A Church, a Courtroom, and then Goodbye, the legendary Patsy Cline here on Cosmosis. Before that, Jerry Lee Lewis with a single released on the Sun Record label in 1959, Lovin' Up a Storm. And Bob Dylan from the year 2000 over in Florence, Italy, Stuck Inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Bob joined by Larry Campbell, Charlie Sexton, Tony Garnier, and Dave Kemper. I think that was my favorite incarnation of the Dylan Band that I ever saw live. Maybe add Bucky Baxter to the mix, you'd have a perfect deal there. But yeah, Dylan from 2000 and Stuck Inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again over in Florence, Italy. That is going to wrap it up for hour number one of Cosmosis. Well, we got one more song for you, The Beautiful South. Stick around, you got another hour of Cosmosis left here on Radio Free Nashville.
I need a little time to think it over. I need a little space just on my own.
I need a little time to find my freedom. I need a little.
Funny how quick the milk turns sour, isn't it? Isn't it? Your face has been looking like that for hours, hasn't it? Hasn't it? Promises, promises turn to dust. Wedding bells just turn to rust. Trust into mistrust.
I need a little room. Find myself, I need a little space to work it out. I need a little room all alone.
I need a little room for your big head, don't you? Don't you? You need a little space for a thousand beds, won't you? Won't you? Lips said promise, fear the worst. Tongue so sharp, the bubble bursts. Just in time.
What's wrong? I've had a little time, and I still love you. I've had a little
time. You had a little time and you had a little fun, didn't ya? Didn't ya? Well, you had yours, do you think I had none? Do ya? Do ya? The freedom that you wanted back is yours for good. I hope you're glad. Sad into unsaid. I had a little.
You're listening to WRFN Pasco, Tennessee.
Thank you. from the 1966 album Far East Suite, the Duke Ellington, Ahmad. Before that, you heard Miles Davis, recorded in Hackensack, New Jersey in 1955, actually in June of 1955. And it was a Davis composition called Green Haze, featured Miles Davis on trumpet, Red Garland on piano, Oscar Pettiford on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums, recorded for the Prestige label. This is Cosmosis here on Radio Free Nashville. Right now, Little Zappa.
Mystery man came over and he said, I'm out of sight. He said, for a nominal service charge, I could reach Nirvana tonight. If I was ready, willing, and able to pay him his regular fee, he would drop all the rest of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me. But I said, now who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
Oh, yeah, brother, don't you waste your time on me.
The mystery man got nervous and he fidgeted around a bit. He reached in the pocket of his mystery robe and he whipped out a shaving kit. Now I thought it was a razor and a can of foaming goo, but he told me right then when the top popped open there was nothing his box won't do with the oil of Aphrodite and the dust of the Grand Wazoo. He said, you might not believe this, little fellow, but it'll cure your asthma too. And I said, and ram it up your snout.
But I got a crystal ball,
he said, and held it to the light. So I snatched it all away from him, and I showed him how to do it right.
I wrapped the newspaper around my head so I looked like I was dead. I said some mumble jumble then, I told him he was going to sleep. I robbed his ring. Rocket watch and everything else around. I had that sucker hypnotized. He couldn't even make a sound. I proceeded to tell him his future plan. As long as he was hanging around, I said,
the price of meat has just gone up and your old lady has just gone down.
Now, is that a real poncho or is that a Sears poncho? Don't you know you can make more money as a butcher? So don't you waste your time on me.
Don't waste it. Don't waste your time on me.
Thank you.
took a part of me that I really miss. I keep asking myself how long it can go on like this. You told yourself a lie. That's alright, mama, I told myself one too. I'm trying to get closer, but I'm still a million miles from you. You took the silver, you took the gold. You left me standing out in the cold. People ask about you, I didn't tell them everything. Well, I'm trying to get closer, but I'm still a million miles from you. I'm drifting in and out of dreamless sleep, throwing all my memories in a ditch so deep. Did so many things I never did intend to do. Trying to get closer, but I'm still a million miles from you. I need your love so bad, turn your land down low. I need every bit of it for the places that I go. Sometimes I wonder, tell us just what it's all coming to. But I'm still a million miles from you. Somebody, but I just don't know who. Well, I try to get closer, but I'm still a million miles from you. Yes, the last thing you said before you hit the street. Gonna find me a janitor to sweep me off my feet. I said, that's all right, mama, you do what you gotta do. Well, I tried to get closer, I'm still a million miles from you. Rock me, pretty baby, rock me all at once. Lock me for a little while, lock me for a couple of bucks, and I'll rock you too. I'm trying to get closer, but I'm still a million miles from you. There's voices in the night trying to be heard. I'm sitting here listening to every mind polluting word. I know plenty of people put me up for a day or two. Yes, I try to get closer, but I'm still a million miles from you.
this old world may never change. Where it's been, and all the ways of war can't change it back again. I've been searching for the dolphins in the sea. And sometimes I wonder, do you ever think of me? I'm not the one to tell this world how to get along. Only know that peace will come when all hate is gone. I've been a searching for the dolphin in the sea. And sometimes I wonder, do you ever think of me? Sometimes I think about Saturday's chime and all about the time when we were running wild. I've been searching for the dolphins in the sea. Sometimes I wonder, do you ever think of me? Oh, this old world may never change. This world may never change. This world may never change. Thank you.
I could listen to those guys sing all day long. Kentucky's Everly Brothers. Don't Blame Me. Before that, Fred Neil. Very interesting character, Fred Neil. He was a writer for the Brill Building, and I wrote a couple hits. Roy Orbison's Candyman, Nielsen's Everybody's Talking. That called Dolphins, Fred Neil, right here on Cosmosis. Before that, Dylan from Time Out of Mind, Million Miles. Before that, you heard Zappa from Apostrophe and Cosmic Debris. This is Cosmosis here on Radio Free Nashville. Right now, a little Woody G.
Now we're going to catch an old freight train out of Seattle, Washington, and we're going to ride her all the way to New York City. First you go down to Seattle there and you catch this old train out of the shed. She goes something like this. Then when you get over there, the other side of the Rocky Mountains, where she's coming downhill, she runs something like this. Get up about St. Paul, Minnesota, where you're heading down towards Chicago, you catch the Baltimore. Here's the way the Baltimore sounds. When you get down there to Chicago, you got to change over from the Baltimore to the Nickel Plate. So you go down to the freight yards and you ask the night watchman, you say, "Hey, mister."
Hello to what you are and what you're not. There's still some diamonds in the rough. Some wanna have what others haven't got, but everybody's got their stuff. There's different ways to carry heavy loads. One is to pick it up and start taking the different forks there in the road to get their life down to an art. I'm kinda learning as I go. I knew I'd have to get to know. Bird, don't let me sleep too long. I'm kind of learning as I go. Agree to disagree with what I thought I meant to say but didn't start. Don't really have the time to fool with fools or daredevils playing with your heart. I'm kind of learning as I go. I knew I'd have to get to know. Hoping I can keep an open mind. I'm kind of learning as I go.
On that last great judgment day. pleasures, friendship or companionship. If you miss that heavenly treasure, at the judgment will it be? Will it be? Will it be? On that last great judgment day, will it be? Will it be? On that last great judgment day.
That's from a Yazoo compilation called Kentucky Mountain Music, The Oaks Family, and Will It Pay? Before that, Jim Lauderdale from his 2009 album, Could We Get Any Closer? And I'm kind of learning as I go. And Woody Guthrie with Cisco Houston. When we come back, Raphael Sadiq on Cosmosis.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
Hi, this is Angelina from Boston. You're listening to Cosmosis. Go Red Sox.
She talks, the way she walks, it really drives me crazy. I think I like the girl, enjoys the moment, and takes her time, and does it right, cause she's not just an average. I really like you, girl, and there's something about her lips, the way she kisses, the way she rocks them hips, y'all. Mm-hmm.
Listen, y'all. Yeah. Listen to it. I wonder, can you feel it? Yeah. Somebody grab hold.
Leaving in the morning, the train. this train, you know,
leaving in the morning, this train.
This train, you know,
leaving in the morning, great God Almighty, a new day is dawning. This train, the bound for glory, this train.
This train, you know, it's bound for glory, this train. This train, you know, it's bound for glory, this train. This train, you know, it's
bound for glory, none gonna ride it but the righteous and the holy. This train, bound for glory, this train.
This train,
this train.
From the album Freedom Highway, the Staple Singers, This Train. Before that, little San Francisco Bay Funk from Wiley Trask, The Feeling. And Rafael Sadiq from his album The Way I See It, Never Give You Up. This is Cosmosis here on Radio Free Nashville.
This is the reason I made all that mistakes.
I've always been crazy. The trouble that it's put me through, been busted for things that I did and I didn't do. I can't say I'm proud of all of the things that I've done, but I can say I've never intentionally hurt anyone. I've always been different, but one foot over the line, winding up somewhere, one step ahead or behind. It ain't been so easy, but I guess I shouldn't complain. I've always been crazy, but it's kept me.
You can hear Cosmosis.
Thank you. We show a bit of appreciation with a couple of brass guys, Steve and Keith. Thanks very much.
The Jam with a cover of Give Me Just a Little More Time, recorded in 1981. Before that, Waylon Jennings. I've always been crazy. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of Cosmosis here on Radio Free Nashville. Don't forget about the websites, radiofreenashville.org for the station, radiocosmosis.com for the show. Thanks for listening. Have a great week, everybody.
Jack, you got a sec?
Yeah, sure. Come on in.
Yeah, I was wondering if you... Jack, your hair's on fire.
Yeah, I know. I just need to finish this sales report, and then I'll probably, I don't know, let me lie down for a bit. But I'm sure it'll go away.
But the flames are getting bigger. Shouldn't I... Your hair, there's so much fire.
No, I'll be fine. What can I help you with? Oh, dear. Well, at least we know the sprinkler system works.
You wouldn't ignore this. So why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly experiences numbness of the face, arm, or leg, or sudden trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, don't wait to get help. Call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.